This section of our study together called Not the Word of Men. Now, I've not emphasized this particular concept much during this part of our study together, but in chapter 2, we see Paul emphasizing again and again and again that what had happened within the church of Thessalonica was a genuine acceptance of the word of the gospel. It was a word that was not the word of men. It was not the devices of men. It wasn't the teachings of men. It was brought to Thessalonica through the agency of man, and that man being Paul and those that were with him, but that it truly was the word of God. It has grown to be quite out of vogue. It is not popular within our world today to talk about "Thus saith the Lord." That saying has been hijacked by some of those who subscribe to a more charismatic type theology, and where people will come God and say to you, "God has a word for you. God has given me a word for you." Well, there's some validity in the fact that God has the authority to speak. But God doesn't reveal himself through various and sundry persons as he did once upon a time, because he has completely revealed himself through his word given, his holy inspired word given to us in the form of scriptures. And so we need to take back, "Thus saith the Lord." And we need to take back this principle that as we read God's word and teach God's word and listen to God's word, that we take those concepts and those principles and those precepts to heart, and that we obey God's word. Now look, I know that it's difficult to do that. I myself fail and fall in obeying God's word in every moment. But we don't just lower the standard because we can't meet it. We'll never grow in that way. And so let me just encourage us as we think about this text tonight and as we move on through the book of 1 Thessalonians, as the Lord would will, that we commit to ourselves and commit in our hearts to obey to the best of our ability God's word, and then pray for the grace to obey even beyond.